Live from Virtual Hollywood, it's the 2011 Golden Cupcake Awards, featuring appearances by Heaven Incarnate, Scarlet, Sassia, Adrian Vader, MCBFF, Pop-Tart, Mitch Diamond, OMG Awkward Turtle, Read to Me, Ambie Lee, Faded Phantom, me, Dylan Collins, and many, many more VH celebrities. And now, here are your hosts, Faded Phantom and me. Welcome to the VH Awards 2010, the Golden Cupcakes. I'm Dylan Collins.
And I'm Faded Phantom.
Woo, we're your hosts for this evening.
Yay.
Although, we will be handing it off to more capable people later on to actually present the awards, mostly.
Eh.
So, our first musical performance is not ready yet, so we're going to do an opening thing.
Yeah, okay.
Alright. Prepare to laugh your asses off, everybody. Hey, Faded.
Hey, Dylan.
What did Sukono say when he got a cough?
I don't know. What did he say?
I'm getting sick. Oh, no.
But, hey, Dylan.
Yes?
What's the official cheese of VH?
I don't know what.
Brie.
But I'm ching. What does Valkyrie the termite eat for breakfast?
I don't know.
Oatmeal.
What did Zane say to Turtle?
What?
By chance, you need to come out of your shell more often, by chance.
What did I say to you when I took you to see Aida?
I don't know what.
You're here, Phantom, at the opera.
What does Jeffers say when he rides Space Mountain?
What?
Ambie Wee!
That one's really bad.
Good. Shut up.
That's really bad.
It's awesome.
Why does Russ love log cabins?
I don't know why.
Because they're super rustic. That sounds almost dirty. I didn't mean like that. Russ is a really good musician.
Oh, yeah?
He's always fiddling with his beard.
What did Ambie dress as for Halloween?
I don't know what.
Dacula.
What did Ambie say to owe me pride?
I don't know. What did she say?
Once you go Dak, you can't go back.
hey, did you hear about Lone Star?
No, I didn't.
It's like the blind leading the blind.
Who is Valkyrie's favorite VH member, speaking of Valkyrie?
I don't know.
Who? Read to me, because she's blind, so like she likes people that read to her.
What did Reed say to Russ?
What?
Happy Hanukkah!
That doesn't even make any sense.
They're Jewish!
How's that funny? They would just say that anyway.
Because it's funny!
How is that funny?
I don't know.
Why was Serenity gone from VH for so long?
Why?
She was having her chibi removed.
What did Actor Man say to you?
What?
I don't need your show. I'm an actor, man.
Why do you have to bring him up and get me all bummed out?
I'm sorry. Why was Zane running with scissors?
Why?
Because Sharp Cookies wasn't around to run with.
We are so funny. It's like they're getting a free show.
I know. We're hilarious.
Why was Gildragon the chicken really happy?
I don't know why.
Because everything was excellent.
Woman's stupid. That doesn't even have anything to do with his name.
Yeah, but he was a chicken.
He's not really a chicken.
What? Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Should we... Should we stop this now?
I guess. Why weren't we nominated for funniest?
I know. That's really a slap in the face, I think, considering we're clearly the funniest two people here.
Obviously.
So, we have a good show tonight. Let's get it underway right now. Dun, dun, dun. Welcome to the VH Awards 2010.
Yay. Golden cupcakes for everyone.
Let's kick it off with a performance from the first nominee for Duet of the Year, Snowfender and Blackjack with Billionaire.
I wanna be a billionaire so frickin' bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shining lights. A different city every night. All right, I swear, the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of Everyday Christmas. Give Travi a wish list. I'd probably pull an Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had. Give away a few Mercedes like, dear lady, have this. And last but not least, grant somebody their last wish. It's been a couple months that I've been single, so you can call me Travi Claus, minus the ho-ho. Get it? I'd probably visit where Katrina hit it. Yeah, sure, do a lot more than FEMA did it. Yeah. Can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I'ma have my own theme music.
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, Snow?
I see my name in shining light.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, and what up?
A different city every night. All right,
yeah.
The world that's unprepared.
Basketball with the president, dunking on his delegates. Then I'll compliment him on his political etiquette. Toss a couple million in the air just for the heck of it. But keep the 5s and 20s cause the bin's completely separate. Yeah, I'll be in a whole new tax bracket. We in recession, but let me take a crack at it. I'll probably take whatever's left and just split it up, so everybody that I love can have a couple bucks. Not a single tummy around me would know what hungry was, eating good, sleeping soundly. I know we all have a similar dream. Go in your pocket, pull out your wallet, put it in the air and sing.
I wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad.
So bad.
Buy all of the things I never had.
Buy everything.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen.
What up, Oprah?
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, Snow?
I see my name in shining light.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, and what up?
A different city every night.
All right, thank you guys. We'll find out if you guys won the Duet Award later tonight. That was pretty epic, though. That was pretty epic. All right, I'm going to first kick off the awards. We're doing Residential Area Awards first, because nobody cares about those awards. All right, so I'm here to present the award for Most Epic Left Virtual Hollywood Resident. Hard fought this one, because I think a lot of people nominated for this are epic. The nominees are Heaven Incarnate, Olivia, Aria, Maddie, and Zane. And the winner and most epic left virtual Hollywood resident for 2010, Aria could not be here tonight because she's a snob to receive her award. So I'm going to accept it on her behalf and hold it over her head during the Sing It finale and be like, I have your award and I'm not giving it to you. Congratulations, Aria. Please welcome to the stage OMG Awkward Turtle to present the award for most epic right VH resident.
We'll burn up in the light, and every time I look inside your eyes, it make me wanna die.
I am here to present the most epic right VH resident awards. Blah blah. Oh no. wrong cue cards. So this award goes to the most epic right VH resident, and they are awesome in every single way, and all of the other residents like appreciate them, so that's why they got nominated and that's why they got votes. So the nominees are, drum roll, the pot. Drum roll, Sukono. Drum roll, Russ. Drum roll, Ambi. And drum roll, Jeffers. And the winner of the most epic right VH resident is Jeffers! Woo!
My first kiss went a little like this, and twist, and twist. I said my first kiss went a little like this, and twist, and twist. I said no more teachers and no more books. I got a kiss under the bleachers, open that nobody looks. Lips like licorice, tongue like candy. Excuse me, miss, but can I get you out your panty? This is not a subliminal message to join Right VH. Or is it? I don't really know what to say, but thank you for voting for me. I also think it's really awesome how Red VH is, like, bouncing back. So, yeah. Thanks.
Lips like licorice, tongue like candy. Excuse me, miss, but can I get you out your purse?
One night only, one night only, that's all I have to spare. One night only, let's not pretend to care.
Hello people, this is Valkyrie Celeste, and I am going to be presenting the Most Epic Up VH Award. You guys, like, what the hell, you guys, like, all ditched me, and, like, I just had to, like, go onto the Up VH Residence thing, and, like, pick random names, so, like, yeah, the only people that haven't deserted me in UpVH are, like, Faded and the Hall Star, so, like, thank goodness I have them, because you guys kind of just, like, ditched, and you, like, let Left VH take over everything, and they, like, right and left and stuff, like, rule the arcade, and I can't play the arcade, you guys. You need to, like, come and, like, fight for UpVH and stuff. So yeah, you guys, yeah, you guys all should, like, be ashamed that you ditched Up VH. But on to happier thoughts. Okay, so, the nominees, yeah, are Tregatree, Lord of the Morning, Big T Unit 1, B. Macaulay, and Mr. Pink, who, like, yeah, like I said, most of the people are inactive because, like, yeah, you guys need to get active again. Yeah. So, the winner of the Up VH Award, .. drum roll added effect, is Trick-a-Tree! Yay!
Trick-a-Tree could not be here to accept her award. Surprise. Surprise. So, I'm here to take it on her behalf. Just like I take the Act It glory on her behalf. Not that this season of Act It was something to be glorious about. Anyway, thank you for voting me most epic Up VH resident. Even though it's really Trick-a-Tree's. I'm sure she appreciates it wherever she is. Yeah. Yeah. I'm here to present the award for most epic Down VH resident. Even though I don't particularly care for Down VH and their tactics, Sharis is not here. This always happens with the award shows. Like, for the residential awards, nobody shows up. We should just have these off the show. It can be like one of those dinners, awards dinners for the awards nobody cares about. Anyway, no offense to whoever wins this. Okay, most epic Down VH resident of the year. And the nominees are Pieface 314, as well as I didn't know I was gonna have to do this. I should have been more prepared. Okay. Pieface 314, Lex the Archer, Mega Dizzy, Omi Pride 09, and Blackjack AV. And the winner is Omi Pride 09. Come up here, you gay bastard.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand when I say that something. I wanna hold your hand. Oh my god, I can't believe this. Well, first of all, thank you guys. Down VH rules, we already know this. And that's Resident Rainbow Shadow Knight. I have to be the best. Thank you for voting me. I don't know what else to say. Go Down VH and we trump all of you other guys. And if you don't believe that, you can talk to my mage staff and I'll just burn you. It's that simple. Thank you again, and I love you guys. Bye.
You let me hold your hand, now let me hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand.
Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Monica Silent. Thank you. Thank you. Really. Thank you. I'm standing here tonight before you at this podium made of solid gold and holding this envelope made of pure cashmere, and I have only one thing to say to you folks. Dylan Collins spared no expenses tonight. Dylan Collins is the man! He loves you folks! He loves you! His entire paycheck of, I don't know, 25 pesos. They're all for you, folks! All for you! Yeah! But seriously now, I'm here to present the award for Funniest VH Resident. And I would just like to say that even though I was not nominated for this category for some incomprehensible reason I cannot even begin to fathom, it is thanks to this lovely community that I am already feeling like a winner.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for with bated breaths. The nominees for Funniest VH Resident are... The Man, The Voice, The Final Fantasy Reference, Gil Dragon, The Woman, The Asian, The Rat, Snow Fender, The Boy, The Joker, The Song Choices, Heaven Incarnate, The Beard, The Laughter, The Jew, Read to Me, and the one, the only, The Scissors. By chance, could it be Zane? And the award, Funniest Voice Hollywood Resident, goes to...
It's a tie! Read to Me and Snow Fender! You two are the funniest VH residents! And by God, I'm going to wrestle that award out of your cold, dead fingers by next year! Give them a hand, ladies and gentlemen! Give these two beautiful souls a great big hand! Woo!
On behalf of all the little people, I'd like to thank...
What are you doing?
I'm giving an award speech.
What? Why?
What do you mean, why? Do I have to explain everything to you? Ugh, in my day, we did not...
But it's not your award.
What are you talking about?
It's Funniest VH Award.
I'm funny.
I'm sure you are, but...
Knock, knock.
What?
What, you never heard of such a thing? And you call yourself funny?
Walter.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Icon.
Icon who?
On behalf of all the little people...
Walter.
What?
Icon who?
I'd like to thank my friends.
Walter.
Dopey. Sneezy.
Walter.
Doc.
Walter.
Doc. When did you get here?
What?
Hey, you big stoop. Didn't you win an award?
Yes.
For what?
Funniest VH in 2010.
Ach, you're funny.
Well, these kind people seem to think
Tell me a joke.
Walter, I'm here to...
Tell me a joke, damn it.
No.
I just pooped my pants.
Walter, honey, we gotta go.
Marlene. Where am I?
Psst. What?
10 seconds.
Skip that joke. There's no time. Thank you, everyone. I really appreciate your voting me for this award. No pressure to be funny anymore.
Oh, hey, guys. What's up? Apparently I'm nominated for this Funniest VH Resident. That's awesome. Thanks, I guess. So much pressure. I feel like I should be making this funny. You know what? I'm just going to take this a whole different way and be completely serious about it. I'm kind of pissed that you guys didn't nominate me for Best Mixer of the Year. Like, what the fuck? I mean, what the hell? I'm going to bleep that. Did you not hear the label? And did you not hear Wicked? I think you guys are crazy. Also, I'm not that funny, so... Why? What are you guys thinking? Seriously. Should I tell, like, a knock-knock joke or something? Alright, knock-knock. Who's there? Owls. owls who? Yeah, owls who. You know, like, who, who. Flop, flop. I got that from Owls of Gahool, the movie. Pretty awesome, I know. Let me tell another one. I don't know. I can't think of another knock knock joke. Maybe if I reference something sexual, all the awkward people who are listening to this will be like, ha ha ha, that's so funny, because awkward people really enjoy sexual jokes and stuff. I'm looking at you, Dylan. Just kidding. Yeah, I can tell you're regretting your decision to nominate me, and without further ado, I'm just going, oh, look, it's a flying dinosaur! Ah!
To present the award for Residential Area of the Year, Omi Pride, 09, get back up here.
Here in the majestic world of Voice Hollywood, four factions duke it out to see who reigns supreme. Which one deserves the title of Residential Area of the Year? We will see shortly. And the nominees are... Left VH, home to vast skyscrapers and businessmen. A metropolis, if you will. Right VH, the land of the cute, the cuddly, and all things Disney. Up VH, city of the sky and space. And down VH, an underground realm inhabited by the dark and dangerous. And the award goes to... the puny but lame, Left VH.
Done, Spielberg. But congratulations.
Thank you. Give up. Thank you.
This is our battle cry.
Thank you.
We will.
Thank you.
The other guy.
Thank you. And thank you. I would just like to say, suck it, Val. Suck it, Turtle. And suck it, Cherise. 2 years in a row, Left VH. We are the best. And everybody knows that. I would like to thank myself, Arya, Monk Satsa, Loki, Heaven Incarnate, Zane, Todd Frog, Sharp Cookies, The Nation Maker, Sexy Honey Monster, Miss Voice of an Angel, Bogus Bryson, Chibi Serenity, Hari 26, Maddie, XX Little X Girl, XX Squiggly Lines, Autumns, Yamirin, Gil Dragon, Spaz Cakes, Durgon, Gavarok, Oliviana, Rochellular, Melly, Mr. Sister, and Beloved Star. And if I'm forgetting about anybody, I apologize, I'm just going by the residence list. And that residence list is horribly outdated. So thank you guys for making it the most epic. I assume since we have the most people, we probably just voted for ourselves. I know I did. But still, that doesn't make us any less epic. That makes us smart. Thank you guys. Much appreciated. Oh yeah.